if your intention is grounded in showing up as a human being who's worthy, not entitled, but worthy of collaboration and contribution, then your tone of voice will naturally be warm and inviting. It will communicate to the other person that your needs are something positive.
I don't like to argue, so I say nothing and fume for days.
How do I set boundaries without sounding like a jerk?
I hate the idea that I might accidentally offend somebody, so sometimes I'd just rather say nothing at all.
Welcome to the Language Alchemy Podcast, and thank you for joining me today. This is your host, Alejandra Siroca, a transformative communication teacher and coach who's devoted to helping multicultural individuals and couples engaged in personal growth transform their lives and relationships through conscious communication. Thank you so much for being here. This is your 15-minute transformative communication workshop. It is transformative because when you transform your communication, you transform your life and relationships. If you've been listening to the last few episodes of the podcast, then you know that I've been talking a lot about needs lately and that I created a podcast series called Communicating Needs Skillfully. This episode is part 4 of the series. We started the series in episode 138 when we talked about the reasons why communicating needs is difficult, especially for women. In episode 139, I taught you 4 questions to help you connect to your needs. Then, in episode 140, we talked about why it's crucial to communicate your needs and what happens when you don't. In this episode, we'll focus on how to communicate your needs in a way that they can be heard and honored. Contrary to what you may think, communicating your needs in a way that you can be heard and others feel willing and happy to support you is the simple part. Now, when I say simple, I'm not suggesting it's easy. See, simple and easy are not synonyms. It is actually simple to voice the words that communicate your needs in a tone of voice that elicits support. But it's not easy to communicate your needs if you're still attached to unhelpful beliefs and habits about communicating your needs. In fact, it's going to be quite difficult to communicate your needs if you haven't worked on your mindset and beliefs about communicating needs. So before we go into the teaching part of this episode, in which I'm going to share with you the 4 elements that need to be present when you communicate your needs skillfully, even if you do have an intellectual understanding that it is important for you to communicate your needs, but in practice, that's not translating, then let me help you communicate your needs. I'm starting the spring cohort of the Language Alchemy Group Coaching Program next week, and you can apply for it. This is a 3-month program in which you will work on your specific communication goals and challenges, such as communicating your needs, and you will have my personal guidance and support during the whole program. In addition, you'll belong to a beautiful community of like-hearted individuals. I keep these groups small to 10 individuals so that each person can get my personal support. And this week is your last chance to apply for the spring cohort. So go to languagealchemy.com/group coaching and apply there. I will add the links in the show notes. And now let's talk about the 4 elements you need to pay attention to in order to communicate your needs skillfully.
Mm-hmm.
once you work on your beliefs and patterning around communicating needs out loud, the first thing you need to pay attention to is your intention. What's your intention when communicating needs? Is your intention to be open to receiving someone's generosity? Is your intention to receive support and contribution? Is your intention to elicit guilt, to put pressure on the other person to say yes to your needs? Is your intention to be seen as a victim? See, your intention is crucial here, because even though you will not be expressing your intention out loud, your intention is going to be communicated in your tone of voice. So for example, if your tone of voice has tension, intensity, or aggression when you are communicating your needs out loud, then the person receiving your communication will sense that intention. They may feel that you're pushing them, that there's pressure on them, and they may get defensive, or they may shut down. Let me give you a scenario. You and your partner have been invited to a party. You have agreed to go to this party. Now, your partner is an extrovert and gets a lot out of going to a party and socializing with a group of people. On the other hand, you are more of an introvert. You prefer connecting with people one-on-one. And you've had a very busy week. It's been very stressful for you. So you say to your partner, "I've had a very busy week. You know how stressful my job is, and I've done a lot to support you this week too. I know we said yes to going to this party, but I need to rest." Can you hear how the tone of voice shows the intention here? Your partner may say, "Yes, okay, rest." But they may say that out of pressure or guilt, or they may get defensive and say, "I knew you were going to wait until the last minute to tell me this. How inconsiderate of you. What are we going to tell people now?" And now you have an argument. So that would not be an example of communicating a need skillfully. Be mindful of your intention. Let's say that because of your intention, which may be to be seen as a victim or to elicit guilt, your voice breaks and the tone of voice sounds like pleading or begging. Let me give you an example. "I had such a busy week, and you know how stressful my work has been. And on top of that, I've done so much for you and my parents who needed my help too. And I don't really have the energy to go to the party tonight. I need to rest." Well, if you communicate your need that way, then your partner might feel so badly that they may start apologizing profusely for mentioning the party. They may go into guilt or shame and then feel disconnected from themselves, which is not going to be helpful for either of you. Or they may feel uncomfortable or too responsible for meeting your needs. They may feel afraid to disappoint you or fail you if they don't do all they can to meet your needs. But if your intention is grounded in showing up as a human being who's worthy, not entitled, but worthy of collaboration and contribution, then your tone of voice will naturally be warm and inviting. It will communicate to the other person that your needs are something positive. Because remember, they are. Your needs are worth supporting. So going back to the same example, you may say something like, "I've had such a busy week. I know how much you were looking forward to going to this party. And what my body needs right now is to rest and replenish my energy. I'd love to support you going to the party. And I'd love to have you support me. Can you notice how the message is basically the same? But can you hear how the intention is conveyed through the tone of voice and how that tone of voice can elicit very different responses? The second thing to pay attention to when you want to communicate your needs skillfully is the words you're using. Especially if your words carry any accusation, blame, resentment, or manipulation. Why am I saying this? Because if you've had a hard time communicating your needs out loud for decades, you most likely learned to express your needs with either subtle hints or with very explicit words that communicate blame, accusation, anger, resentment, or manipulation. So be aware of this. What I recommend is that before you voice your need, you say it out loud to yourself, especially if you're going to communicate a need that feels big or important to you. After you say it out loud, put yourself in the other person's shoes and pretend it's the other person asking you to support their needs. How would it be for you to receive the words you just said from the other person? Would you like to receive this particular communication? These specific words? If the answer is yes, then express your need out loud. If the answer is no, you would not like someone else to tell you their needs using these words, then change the words. For example, if you say something like, "I know you have so much energy all the time. You're such an extrovert. You really can't live without stimulation from others. Well, guess what? I'm not like you. I need to rest, especially after the kind of week I had. But I know you're probably going to try to convince me to go to the party with you anyway, just like you did last month when you dragged me to your work event. Well, I can't do this tonight. I need to rest." If you say something like this to your partner, ouch, there's so much judgment and resentment there. I don't think you would like to hear this from your partner and then feel joyful to support them in their need. So how about you give a similar message with different words, such as, "Oh, what a week. I'm feeling depleted. My body needs to rest. I want to hang out with you tomorrow and be fully present with you. I'd love your support with my need to rest tonight. And if you want to go because you'll probably get so much out of connecting with others, go to the party." So different, right? Here, our words are expressing the truth without any blame, shame, guilt, resentment, or manipulation. The third thing to pay attention to if you'd like to communicate your needs out loud in ways that your needs can be heard is to mention what the support of that need will contribute to. That is to say, to mention your values. In the example before, when I said, "I want to hang out with you tomorrow and be fully present with you," that is communicating the values. So the not going to the party and resting is contributing to the value of being fully present with you tomorrow. When you communicate your values explicitly, that is to say, when you let the other person know how, by supporting your needs, they are contributing to something important for you, the other person is more likely not only to hear your needs, but also to be willing and happy to support them, because they're hearing loud and clear that they will be contributing to something valuable. Finally, the fourth element you need to consider when you express a need is to do so without attachment. That is to say, if the other person says no, you need to find a way to tend to your need, especially if that need is an important one. When we are in conscious relationships with others, we understand that other people are not responsible for meeting our needs. We are responsible for meeting our needs. Now, how would this sound in the example we've been exploring? Let's say that even though you communicated very skillfully about your need for resting, the other person does try to convince you to go to the party because going to that specific party together is very important to them. So now they are communicating your needs to you. Well, in this case, you have options. So for example, you could say that instead of going to the party with you, they can go to the party with a friend. If they didn't want to go alone and they wanted to have company at the party, you can also suggest that you will take a nap and have some rest before the party. Or you can suggest that you'll go to the party for 1 hour and come back home with enough time to rest. And then you will need to honor your own time limit and come back and rest. As you can see, in all these solutions, you are showing you are responsible for tending to your needs. And you are inviting the other person to support your needs, while you're also considering the other person's needs. And of course, there's another option. Your partner could decide to skip the party altogether. The important thing here is that you communicate your needs without the attachment that the other person is the one who must meet your needs. Now, of course, if you are in relationships in which the others are consistently unwilling to hear or support your needs, that's an indication that your relationships are not healthy. And that will require you to do the honest work to learn healthy relating. And now let's recap what you've heard in this episode. In this episode, which is part 4 of the series Communicating Needs Skillfully, we talked about the 4 elements that need to be present for you to communicate your needs skillfully. And these are, 1, be aware of your intention, because your intention will be conveyed in your tone of voice. 2, notice the specific words you express out loud. 3, mention the values the other person would contribute to when they support your needs. And 4, communicate your needs without attachment to having the other person be responsible for meeting your needs. I hope this episode was useful for you. And remember, if you struggle to communicate your needs, I can support you. Apply for the spring cohort of the Language Alchemy Group Coaching that's starting next week and work on your specific communication needs and challenges so that you can have the kind of life and relationship you've always wanted. Thank you so much for listening, and a special thanks to the couples I'm working with right now. I specifically want to thank Heather and David for the beautiful work they're doing to communicate, hear, and support each other's needs. Until next week, and as we say in Argentina, chau chau. Original music by Gary LaPau. You can find all links in the show notes at languagealchemy.com.